Podcast. I'm your bro Dayton,
and I'm your bro Easy. And as usual, we're gonna kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. How do you get over a fear of elevators?
I don't know. How do you get over a fear of elevators?
Just take some steps to avoid them.
Oh yeah. If you would like to send us in a joke of the week or any of these other segments that are about to go through, you can contact us at bruversbro@outlook.com. And a much easier way to do that is just going to our website, which is bruversbro.com, and clicking the contact us thing, part of the website. Now it's time for us to go right into this week's big word of the week,
which is brought to us by me. The big word of the week is brought to you by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. The big word of the week is continual, which means continuing indefinitely in time without interruption. It is spelled continual. Continual.
Okay. What's something that's continual, Dane?
So like you're playing Minecraft, yeah, and then you're mining. It's continual.
Okay. whatever.
I guess. You're driving down the highway.
Yeah, I guess that'd be continuous. Now it's time for us to go right into this week's change makers. This week's change maker is brought to you by The Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you can get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's change maker is William Henry Gates, better known as Bill Gates. William Henry Gates III is an American business magnate, investor, author, philanthropist, and humanitarian. He's best known as the principal founder of Microsoft Corporation. So, what do you think of Bill Gates, since you know now that he didn't just make Microsoft?
Well, he did a lot of stuff, and he's a very successful man.
Okay. Sums it up. We're gonna backpedal our way to this week's this or that question, which Dayton also asked for.
The this or that is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Okay, Easy. TV shows or movies?
I guess TV shows. I guess I'll do TV shows. The reason I choose TV shows is because, well, when you're watching a TV show, if you watch one episode and then you're gonna go to the other one, it leaves on a cliffhanger, so you're excited to watch more.
What if it's Mission Impossible and it keeps having more and more? It goes all the way to 4.
But it doesn't go to 10.
It can.
Okay.
Jack Ryan, make more stuff.
why do you choose... Well, whatever you choose.
Why'd I choose it?
Yeah, because, well, what is your choice?
Well, my choice is movies, because you chose TV shows. And it's like a really long thing, and it can waste time, and it goes by pretty fast sometimes when you get lucky, unless you're watching Endgame.
It can waste time.
I hope you're not watching that.
It can waste time?
Yeah, waste time's faster. Like, it's like, you don't have to, like, get the remote and move stuff around. Click on the next episode. And you don't have to get that 15-second timer to go to the next episode. No one likes that.
But it does it for you. Okay, never mind.
But it takes like 15 seconds.
If you would like to send us in what your choice would be, of course, you can contact us again at brothersbro@outlook.com. And you could win lots of cool prizes like...
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Big, huge posters.
Cheeto Puffs.
Cars.
Yeah.
Lunch boxes if you're lucky.
Wow.
And that's... the game.
That's the game.
And much more.
And much more, yeah. Always much more. We never say everything you get.
I think we said everything.
To get a cliffhanger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see.
This is a movie, though.
No, it's a podcast.
It's a long movie.
Long. Okay, now it's time for this week's tech fact. This week's tech fact is... by 2020, there will be an estimated 25 million apps. Dayton, what do you think of that?
I thought you were going to say that we'll be able to colonize Mars by 2020, but I don't know what you think about apps. That's a lot of apps. You say million or billion?
Million.
Oh. So that's just a lot of apps. Yeah. That's more people than... I don't know.
Okay. Never mind.
More people than at the airport. So okay. Everyone at the airport can have an app.
Yeah, they could.
Not an appetizer. An app.
Why are you... Okay, I guess. Alright, now it's time for this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is a book called Red Scarf Girl. Red Scarf Girl is a historical memoir written by Ji Li Jiang about her experiences during the Cultural Revolution of China. It's basically about the hardships that she went through and some of the stuff that she had to come over. Dayton, what does this book sound like to you?
Sounds like it's very interesting and has a lot of cliffhangers. I'm just kidding, it's one book. There's just a lot of stuff happening.
Sounds like there's a lot of stuff happening?
Yeah.
So... if you saw this book, and you knew what you knew, because I just said...
It sounds like a lot of stuff
would you
happening.
Read it?
Yes.
It's a chapter book.
No.
Okay. Now as we get into the tail part of this podcast, you know, the end part, you know...
The best part.
Sometimes. Now it's time for this week's... random act of kindness quote that Easy says, but he didn't make it up. I don't know what the abbreviation for that is, because we usually do letters, but I don't know what that is.
I don't know
either. This week's is from Luis Anuas Seneca. Lucius. Here we go. On page 17. Wherever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for kindness.
So, whenever you see a person, you can be kind to them.
Facts.
And you can tell them to get an app.
Yep, good.
Yeah.
So, Dean, give me an example of what being kind to a person would look like. So, let's say I'm a person, and you just...
Your shoes on top. No, I'm just kidding.
You just walk up to me, and then... Yeah. Hi, I'm Jim.
I like your mustache, Jim.
I don't have a mustache.
You have peach fuzz, Jim. Don't you lie to me, Jim.
What's your name, sir?
Jimmy.
Okay. Time out. How would you be kind to this person?
I just said I like your mustache.
Resume. Hi, I'm Jim.
Hi, I'm Jimmy.
We're going to work on this off screen because Dayton's...
Off screen.
Dayton's kindness... kindness levels...
is brought too far. Yes.
Are kind of low, actually, but it's fine. We can give some shout-outs now to people who make us possible, because, like, why not? Do it every time, anyway.
Or do we?
This week, our song was Genetics by Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
And as usual, our producer/director, BL Self. Okay.
We have many songs at Robert's Bro Institute.
We play several songs. We don't just play one.
Yes. And our team mom slash cutie Bea Murray and our therapy dog PD because he helps us choose the right song.
All right. Like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seat belts because it's in your genetics.
Oh, yeah. This is Bra versus Bro.